The Kilns in Headington Quarry, about 2 miles from Oxford, was home to Christian author C.S. Lewis and his wife, Joy. At The Kilns, Joe Costantino explores an important theme in Lewis's writings, recognizing and avoiding the schemes of the devil.
Few people today give much thought to the devil, even those who believe in his existence. Christians are primarily concerned with their relationship with God, Jesus Christ, and fellow humans, and rightly so. But the Bible says that Satan does exist and that he's a force for us to reckon with, and it gives us advice in dealing with him. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But how can we do that, resist the devil? One important way is to understand how he operates and avoid playing into his hands. The Apostle Paul said Christians are not unaware of his schemes. The Bible exposes many of the methods Satan uses to trip us up, but the advice of experienced Christians can also be very helpful.
You can find that kind of advice in The Screwtape Letters by British author C.S. Lewis. It's an international bestseller, giving Lewis the reputation of being able to make righteousness readable.
This is the house where they lived. Some years earlier, Lewis wrote The Screwtape Letters here, and he took an unusual approach. He lets the devil do the talking. The book is a series of fictitious letters, supposedly written by a senior demon named Screwtape to his nephew Wormwood, giving practical advice on how to corrupt humanity. Wormwood is responsible for preventing his young patient, a man recently converted to Christianity, from maturing in his faith. I think you'll see how the book can help us recognize and resist the forces that want to drive us away from God. In letter 3, Screwtape offers advice on how to transform minor annoyances and irritants into major domestic hatred.
When two humans have lived together for many years, it usually happens that each has tones of voice and expressions of face which are almost unendurably irritating to the other. Work on that. Let him assume that she knows how annoying it is and does it to annoy. And of course, never let him suspect that he has tones and looks which similarly annoy her.
In letter 21, Screwtape advises on how to turn a Christian's orientation from a life of service to others to a self-centered concern for his own needs.
Let him have the feeling that he starts each day as the lawful possessor of 24 hours. Let him feel as a grievous tax that portion of his time which he gives his employers, and as a generous donation that further portion which he allows to religious duties. But what he must never doubt is that the hours and minutes of his life are, in some mysterious sense, his own personal birthright. You will have noticed that nothing throws him into a passion so easily as to find attractive time which he reckoned on having at his own disposal, unexpectedly taken from him.
The Screwtape Letters is full of great insights like these. It can help us consider what Satan may be up to in our minds. It's helped me, and I think it can help you too. You can find it in your local library or bookstore. At Headington Quarry, near Oxford, I'm Joe Costantino.